This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Heavy rain brought flash flooding to Australia's largest city of Sydney on Sunday, prompting rescues and residents to sandbag houses as authorities warned of bad weather ahead. Emergency authorities received 50 calls for assistance, mostly for sandbagging of properties and help plugging leaking roofs from residents in Sydney, which is the capital of New South Wales state. This comes after Sydney in 2022 notched its wettest year in 164 years. Ukraine's top security agency has notified a prominent Orthodox priest that he was suspected of the criminal offense of condoning Russia's invasion. AP correspondent Karen Chamas.
Metropolitan Pavel is the abbot of Kiev-Pechersk Lavra Monastery, Ukraine's most revered Orthodox site. He has strongly resisted the authorities' order to vacate the complex. Earlier in the week, he cursed Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, threatening him with damnation. Pavel has described the accusations made by Ukraine's Secret Service, or SBU, as being politically driven. The monks in the monastery belong to Ukraine's Orthodox Church, which has historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church. I'm Karen Chamas.
A U.S. think tank says satellite imagery has indicated a high level of activity at North Korea's main nuclear complex. Washington-based 38 North said Saturday that images taken in March suggested that an experimental light water reactor at the country's Yongbyon site was nearing completion. This comes after leader Kim Jong-un ordered the production of weapons-grade nuclear material to be ramped up. The report said water discharges were detected from the reactor's cooling system, suggesting that the reactor is nearing operational status. The images also indicated new construction had started around the site's uranium enrichment plant. This is VOA News. Syrian state news agency Sana'a says five Syrian soldiers were wounded in an Israeli airstrike near the western city of Homs early Sunday. Sana'a said the strike was Israel's third this week after strikes on Damascus on March the 30th and 31st. Syria's air defense intercepted several missiles, but five soldiers were wounded and some material damage was reported. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Britain-based war monitor, said the strikes targeted several military positions of Syrian government forces and pro-Iran groups in Homs. Tens of thousands of demonstrators flocked the streets of Israel on Saturday in protests that have become a show of discontent with Israel's far-right government. In Tel Aviv, protesters briefly occupied the Ayalon Highway, one of the city's main thoroughfares, before it was cleared by police on horseback with water cannon. And with water cannon, rather, Israelis also protested outside the residence of the Israeli president in Jerusalem. Protester Rachel Suissa said she had joined the demonstrations to speak out against the situation between Israelis and Palestinians.
What our movement wants is a peace agreement between Israel and the Palestinians, which means we want our leaders on both sides to sit down and talk.
Israeli media estimated that more than 150,000 people attended anti-government protests nationwide on Saturday. At least 16 people have been killed across Pakistan in stampedes at sites distributing free flour under a government-backed scheme to help families struggling with food costs. Reuters' Christy Kilburn reports.
A crowd of frightened people fled a food distribution site in Peshawar, Pakistan on Saturday as gunshots rang out behind them. One of several such incidents in recent weeks amid what officials said was the country's highest inflation ever recorded. Police said officers resorted to using tear gas and firing their weapons in the air to disperse the crowd, which the country's food minister said had gotten difficult for the government to control. At least 16 people, including five women and three children, have been killed in stampedes at flour distribution centers across the country. The distribution sites have been set up to help ease the impact of soaring inflation, which has jumped to a record 35%.
That's Reuters' Christy Kilburn reporting. Bulgarians vote Sunday in their fifth general election in 2 years. It's a record in the European Union amid deep divisions over the war in Ukraine. The Balkan nation is a member of the EU and NATO, but it is historically and culturally close to Russia. Marissa Melton, VOA News.